My name is Mike Shepard, and on behalf of everyone at CJSF, thank you to everyone who supported the station with a donation to CJSF's fund drive. You are truly radio's best friend.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from PodStream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Around this time of year, common mergansers are flying south from Canada to wintering grounds in the lower 48. What dictates when they decide to go? These ducks, like most birds, are well insulated against frigid winter temperatures. But they do have to find food, and they can only find their fishy prey by diving below the surface in open bodies of water. So they're doing just fine, resting and feeding in southern Canada, until they wake up one November morning and a thin veneer of ice is forming on their lake. That ice is a sign of the times, and enough to let the ducks know they should be heading south. This makes common mergansers and some other diving ducks among the last of the migrants to appear in the U.S. in late fall. In years to come, if they start to arrive later, it may be a sign that changes in climate are shaping their migratory behavior. Read the latest reports of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to see why those mergansers may not be coming south in the future. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.